Welcome to the Pivot Point Podcast. This season, I'm focused on real-time hot topics in the gender equality and diversity spaces. In this episode, I will break down a current event, provide my point of view, what I liked and what I'd like to see change, and leave you with some actionable tips to think about and discuss with your organization. I share this information because equality is a candid conversation. It takes bravery and courage, and you do not have to do it alone. At Pivot Point, I believe we are stronger together. We are one. Let's dig into this week's episode. So something newsworthy that happened this week. So Pete Buttigieg, I think I'm saying his name right, had a really interesting interview on one of the cable news programs that I'll link to. If you didn't catch it this week, I'll link to that in the show notes. So Pete, as some of you may know, is running for president of the United States for the 2020 campaign. He's from nearby to where I live in central Indiana, South Bend, Indiana, where he has been mayor. And he's 37 years old, a white man that happens to also be gay. And he actually addresses privilege head on. So when questioned about it, I really liked his response about, hey, as somebody of the majority group, that we don't think about this very often. It's just not on our radar, right? And in fact, those in the majority group need to be thinking about it and talking about it, but it's really hard for us to talk about this P word called privilege. And I really like what he had to say about acknowledging his own privilege, his upbringing, his education, being white, being a male. Now, certainly, being a gay man does not usually lend itself to privilege. However, he has openly admitted that he's getting a lot more attention because he is a white male gay person. In fact, on the cover of Time magazine this week. So I think it's fascinating to see a white male step into this conversation in such a bold way, acknowledging privilege, and using it, leveraging as a platform, you know, I think to encourage others to talk about privilege and admitting it's just not something that's always on our radar and that we should be aware of. And especially in the equality conversations I'm having around the country with my clients, this acknowledgement of a starting place for the conversation and words like privilege and bias and even diversity are somewhat polarizing. It's really hard to start the conversation there. So we'll give you some action steps in a wonderful weekly newsletter I get in my inbox about 5 ally action steps. I'll link to that. My friend Karen Catlin has a fascinating place on where to start this conversation with keywords, phrases you can use. It's really good stuff. So start there. And if you're further along in your ally journey, which I know many of our listeners, you know, have talked about unconscious bias, for example, in the workplace, maybe we've even had conversations about allies, what it means to be an ally, why diversity and inclusion matters, what our diversity stories are. All of these things are important. To build off of that, I'd encourage you. So there's an activity that I love. I've had a personal experience with called the Privilege Walk. There's lots of different versions floating around on the internet that you can easily find and download and tailor and customize to your organization. I first learned about this tool 2 years ago when I was speaking at a women's leadership conference at Ball State University, and I participated in the breakout session afterwards, which anytime I get to participate in a women's conference and get some self-care time, it's good stuff. And in this particular session, we formed a circle. It was all women in the session, but many different ethnicities of women of color. And we all formed a circle, and we all had this little sticker that we placed in the middle part of our post-it paper that was on a wall. And based on our responses to the questions that were asked, we would either move that sticker up or down based on the facilitator's prompts. So the questions, they look something like this. You know, the ones that I like most is, so in the privilege category, if you did have this, you would move your sticker up to acknowledge a privilege. If you did not agree with the statement, you would move your sticker down to acknowledge you did not have said privilege. So some examples of these statements are, my parents have college degrees, privilege. I was not embarrassed to bring friends over to my house when I was a child, privilege. I have not been pulled over by the police multiple times due to my appearance. That's privilege. And the list goes on. And it's very eye-opening, as I was stunned in this group of women as we went through 30 or so statements and moved our dots correspondingly, where I ended up netting out was just below the middle part. So I actually retreated, you know, had less privilege than the majority. And as I looked around the room and saw everyone else's dots, it became very, very clear that women of color were much lower than white women. And this isn't good for anybody. You know, the white women, what they said is they shared is they said, "I feel really guilty about this. This doesn't feel right to me. This doesn't feel fair." It was very emotional for them. And conversely, our women of color in the room acknowledged that life's been tough. I didn't know that that was something that hindered me until you said it that way. And I thought, shoot, you know, I did grow up in a trailer park and I didn't have friends over, for example. Or, hey, I'm the first person in my family to go to college, for example. And so all of these little, I call them chinks in the armor, all of these little things add up. And I think we live in a culture where there's a perception around meritocracy, that everyone has the same chance to succeed, that you just have to work harder to get ahead. And I certainly was raised this way. My experience in corporate America and in my speaking engagements and training engagements that I do now is that is not the case. There is privilege everywhere in the workplace. And if you happen to have been born as a Caucasian, male, cisgender, straight person with all of your abilities, you have multiple privileges lent to you that you didn't ask for. It's not your fault. However, it is your responsibility to step into this conversation and to reach out as an ally to those with less privilege. And what tends to happen in our polarized political and social environment right now is we tend to other those people, meaning you're not like me, you're part of the other group, just work hard, do your stuff, you'll be fine. I was too. And we don't spend time with people that are different than us as much as we do with people that look like us and think like this. Which brings me to the third thing that I wanted to share with you today, and a tool. You can sign up for our free online workshop series. They're available to everyone. We cap out at 100 people each time, and we've been selling out lately. So if you're interested, jump on the link in the show notes and sign up. It's in July with my ally, Erica Young, who happens to be an African-American woman that talks a lot about intersectionality. So she, by day, she's a financial coach, but she's realizing her work really crosses over to the equality space because of the financial impacts that it has on the economy and of women in relationships and people in color. And so having this conversation about privilege is exactly what we're going to do. So we've titled it Unpacking Privilege. How are you using yours to lift us all up? And really what we're trying to do is just do a kind of mini privilege walk to tee us up to kind of check in on your privilege based on kind of 10 key factors. And then we're going to dive into, you know, the stories that kind of paint the picture of privilege is alive and well in corporate America and in any organization. It is everywhere. How do we sniff it out? How do we see it? How do we question it? How do we surface it? How do we have a productive, healthy conversation around this infamous P word that we just sends up alarm bells? You know, as Eric and I were prepping for the session this week and putting it together, you know, we had a very candid conversation and I shared with her that this is very uncomfortable for me. And as somebody that talks about equality in the workspace and being uncomfortable, that we can't learn if we're comfortable, and the allies, right? How can I be an ally for women of color? Because I haven't done such a great job of that. And I haven't acknowledged my privilege. I haven't acknowledged that because of this color of my skin, my chances of getting a job are much higher. I make more money in general. White women make over 15 cents more on the dollar to our women of color, and especially Latina women are deeply affected by this. And so how do I be an ally, right? How do I lean into this conversation, check my privilege, acknowledge it, and then also help educate others on it? So privilege is, it can be a candid conversation. Again, you don't have to do it alone. I'd encourage you to check out the show notes from today's episode So a few things you can do. You can get the 5 Ally Actions weekly newsletter from my friend Karen Catlin. She's wrote a book on it. It's fascinating. It's an excellent complimentary read to one. And I was interviewed for it. So I'm towards the end of the book if you want to check that out. Unpacking Privilege Workshop. It's in July, so save your spot now. I know we will sell out soon, so check out that link. And then if you didn't catch the Pete Buttigieg segment on the interview about white male privilege in the 2020 presidential race, I'll also share that YouTube link. So thank you so much for being a part of today's episode. We're so thankful to have you as an ally. Did you know that you can find all 3 seasons of our 40-plus episodes at nextpivotpoint.com? You can sign up for our next free online workshop, get access to our 5 questions to get the gender equality conversation started in your organization, and ask me, Julie, your questions directly. I appreciate you listening to this episode. Who do you know that needs to hear this message? Hit the share button, connect with me on Instagram at nextpivotpoint, and you can find me on LinkedIn. I post daily. Julie Kratz, K-R-A-T-Z. I host this podcast because I believe we are stronger together, that we are one.